Here we go. Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the JDT Podcast. Same person, same host, Jacob Tucker is here, and let's get into it. Let's go. Man, this is awesome. We are a few weeks out from bringing in 2022, and it's up. What can I say? It is up. We are about to break new ground, new territory. We're going into places and making changes and making moves, getting rid of the old, bringing in the new, just all these moving pieces right now, you know, and there's so much going on. It's moving. We're moving. We're getting better. We are going places. It's time to just keep pushing ourselves and time to devote to something new. And I feel like, aside from a New Year's resolution, you know, this is the perfect time to go ahead and dive in. So let's just do that and get this show on the road, and let's dive right into it. Let's go. Canceling out the noise. It's so much noise around us that we get lost and caught up in moments and situations to where we don't know what's for us and what's against us. People have so many opinions of what you should be doing, but stay focused. Staying focused, actually, is a major issue that, at least for myself, was a problem with getting to positions or gaining, I guess just getting advanced would be the proper way to state this. But it's so much noise around us. And I don't mean just sounds. I mean, it's noise from others in our lives. It's noise from those who think that they have good intentions for us. But just because somebody provides you with what may seem to be a positive route does not mean that it's your route to take. And it may very well be a positive route, but that route may not be for you. Many things that most people do and have issues with is making certain moves to be seen. I'm guilty of it, and I'm sure that you are guilty of this as well. I'm not going to get into the dynamics as to the moves made, but everyone loves attention. It makes you feel good. Others are guilty of buying and spending unnecessary money to look as if they're in a certain financial class. The point that I'm trying to make here is that people would rather make moves to be seen aside from making moves to get out of sight and live a successful, unbothered life from the noise of the external world. Lock it into your mind that nothing else matters, other than your success, of course, with your goals and your dreams. We are down to the last few weeks of the year, and everyone is now about to create their New Year's resolution. That's everybody's favorite part of the New Year. This is when the gyms are packed and everybody devotes the first 2 weeks of their lives to just whatever it is that they stated that they were going to be doing for this year, you know, for the year to come. And it doesn't last. It doesn't last. So not necessarily a New Year's resolution, but a challenge that I'd like for you to join me on. And yes, if you partake in this challenge, DM me on Instagram at the JDT Podcast. And the best, not only myself, but I'll have a few people help me out with choosing who deserves the win further this challenge. Before I go into details, I'll explain this. But choosing who deserves the win for this challenge, and you'll get two prizes. One would be a gift card, and the other will be a surprise, you know, surprise gift. But this challenge will last 10 weeks. And this challenge was created to test your discipline. I want you for the next 10 weeks to take 5 things and place them at the top of your priority list. It can be anything. A few of mine, of course, is the gym. Another one's financial literacy. And one more is to have a better understanding and get better with my religious beliefs. We are here to get better together. And this challenge is bigger than just these 10 weeks that I want you to devote. This challenge is about pushing yourself to becoming the best version of you and becoming more disciplined to your own laws. A lot of us set these laws, and we have morals and codes of ethics that we say that we follow for ourselves. It's our personal beliefs that these are our personal justified codes and morals and laws that we abide by for ourselves to under our own opinion, but what we live by and die by. This is about taking what's yours and not quitting on you. So many of us have quit on ourselves due to the external noise, and it's sickening at the times and the opportunities that I know for myself have given up and that I've missed out on because I took the time to listen and give a damn about what somebody else had to say because they didn't like what I had planned out for myself. But regardless of what anybody has to say, this is your life. Live it to the fullest potential. Live it, maximize life. Don't just stand there and don't just let each day go by. We have to now understand that we're not here long term. We are not here for anything other than to make an impact or a stamp, a time stamp on this world. Because that's what's on your headstone is a time stamp. From the day and all the way to the year that you were born, with a dash in between the day and year that you died. That was your breathing timestamp we could go with. But we aren't taking advantage of our breathing timestamps right now. We're taking it as a joke. We're taking life for granted. We're taking our success as something that's just supposed to be given to us instead of looking at it as something that we have to take. It's too much noise going on around us right now. Cancel it out. I love my new headphones that I just got. They're noise canceling headphones. We have to have our personalized headphones to cancel out the noise around us. That's how I look at things. That's how I look at this topic for today. Because you can have one in, you know, and be focused partially focused as to where you should be going. But then when you place the other one in and all you can hear is whatever is coming through your headphones, that now has your full focus if you were to close your eyes. So why are we only walking around either with one headphone in or with none of them in at all and letting all of these external voices and factors and sounds and sights distract us? There's too many distractions in the world as it is already. But now you throw in social media. Now you throw in your so-called friends who say that you shouldn't be making this move because it's not going to work out for you. It's not the best move. It's something that I would not advise. It's ill-advised. this is not for you. You've never done this a day in your life. Why listen to that? If this is something that you're serious about, take it, latch on to it, and take off with it. Get to going, because words cannot stop you unless you actually hear it. When people begin to speak negative towards me or make a negative statement involving myself, I don't hear it. You have to get better at not just blocking out the ones who know nothing about you and still try to give you, advice as to how you should move without even knowing your full potential. It's only one person who knows our full potential, and that's yourself. So why not? If you have the urge to do something, get into it. Forget what anybody else is saying. Don't care about what you're seeing. Don't care about what's being presented to you. Like, the only reason why anybody would tell you that it's not a good move is because they can't do it themselves. And they don't know how to push themselves. So in order to keep you on their level, because they know that they cannot go any higher or further, they will tell you that it's not a good move, that you should just stay where you are, that it's a waste of time if you try to pursue or obtain this degree or this certification or this job title or whatever it is that you're trying to chase, that you will grab hold to and obtain in the future. Whatever it is that they're telling you is to try to delay your process in life and success and obtaining everything that you have sought out after, that you want out of your time step. Don't worry about the noise. Cancel it out. There's always going to be people who are telling you that you're not right for this. You're not the person for that. How'd you get so lucky to do this? Man, I remember when I was doing that, it didn't work out for me. Okay, because it wasn't for you. Don't hate on what I got going on over here. Stay over there in your lane. I'm in mine. You do what you have to do. I'm going to do what I have to do. If you encounter these sickly people, I'm going to call them sickly people because you must have to have some sort of illness to try to hold someone back from advancing and promoting themselves to a place just because you cannot get there, or you don't have the drive to push yourself to go to these places or obtain these things that you really want out of life. We have to, aside from canceling out the noise, we have to separate ourselves from those that have been on the same level for so long and don't want to go further. You can't afford to stay around someone who's just satisfied with where they are now. If you do that, you are now demoting yourself from a prospect or a soon successor, not even to mention the successes that we've already had, but you are now demoting yourself from a soon successor or a prospect back down to just an employee. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you that there is anything wrong with being an employee, but there is definitely something wrong with being an employee when you should be the CEO. You weren't placed in the position or the predicaments that you're in now to stay where you are. We have not even seen the climax. We haven't even started the climb yet. We're just now at the base of the hill. We're in the valley still. We've just set up our ropes, our hooks, our ladders, our stairs, all of this. We're just now building the foundation. And you have to see that. The most important portion of a building when you first start to build it is the foundation, the base layer. And a lot of us are playing with our bases, our base layers, our foundations. We're laying bricks piece by piece, but we're putting spaces in between them. I can't afford to stay in an area or level where my foundation won't be stable for my tower, my business office, my home, my everything. I can't afford to play around with the foundation when I know that the foundation is what's going to make my office space, I guess you could say your office space or your dreams or your career goals or your life goals. You cannot have a shaky foundation. You can't have cracks in your foundation. That takes down the overall value of the building in itself. So why would you start by putting spaces in your foundation, which could then lead to cracks? The problem that I have, and I've fallen into the trap, is that when somebody approaches you with their reasoning as to why you should not do something, the issue is this. How can you tell me I should not be doing this when this is my life? This is a step that I've had to do to friends, I've had to use for family members. And it gets hard when it's family members because they tell you these things, or they may give you this advice, because especially older family members, due to the fact that they feel like they may have your best interest at hand. But sometimes you have to just push those people to the side and say, look, I heard what you said, but I'm on a mission of my own. I'm going somewhere. And if I sat here and explained it to you, I don't believe that would change your thought process as to why I have to do this or why I'm moving the way that I am. But I'm in my lane. And if I sat here and just poured everything out to you about what's in my lane, I'd be delaying my trip. I'd be slowing down my process to getting over the next hump or taking the next stair level or climbing up to the next level of my ladder. And as of right now, I'm on a mission. I can't sit back. I can't have any delays. My flight won't be delayed. I can't miss this flight. I have somewhere to be. I have a business meeting to attend with myself. And at that meeting, we are going to discuss my success. That's how you have to be. When you have your agenda set, you have to set it and move it to where it cannot be bothered. It cannot be affected. Even if you end up dropping something out of your pocket, out of your bag, out of your hand on the back level, that just meant that whatever you dropped was only to help get you through that level. No, we don't go back for it. We leave it there. It's just like people. You have people who come into your life for purposes. You have others who are seasonal, and you have those that are lifetime. You have to understand that you don't let these people interact with each other, though. Especially not the seasonal ones. It's just like the four seasons that we see throughout the year. You have your summertime seasonal person who's just here when you get hot. And we're all on the verge of getting hot. Then you have the ones who are here for, let's say, the fall time. We'll go with fall, favorite time of year. And you can hit them up whenever you fall. They'll always be there for you whenever you fall. But they always have good words for you, kind words for you. They help you get back up. But now, after fall, it's starting to get cold. Because now you're starting to have your doubts, and it's wintertime. So you might even have some snow on the ground. You're outside freezing because you just thought about the fact that you were in fall. You didn't even get a chance to get your boots, your jacket, your toboggan, your gloves, any of that to prepare for this winter storm. This winter is colder than ever. But you have that friend that could come out there and, you know, they'll either do one or two things. They can provide you with a fireplace to keep you warm or a blanket, or they're going to come in and blow. So now the wind chill makes it even colder. Now that's when your doubts are actually starting to, you know, fall off a little bit. And you're starting to feel as if, why did I start this journey again? And right when you get in the midst of feeling like you're about to freeze and you don't see it ever warming up again, April comes around and it's springtime. You start to see the trees change, the flowers. You're going to have a little bit of rain, but that's okay because the rain just washes away all the pollen and all that pollen and everything of that matter that put a little dust on you. But the dust, you just rinse it off. You have those seasonal people. And the reason why I say you don't let the seasonal people meet the lifetime people or anybody that you plan on keeping around you that has actually shown you that they deserve to be around you for a lifetime within your timestamp is due to the fact that seasonal people are only around for a season, which means they only come around or are with you in a reason. So when they come to you for that time period, of however long it may be, you know, the season usually lasts maybe 3 to 4 months. You can't let those 3 to 4 monthers interact with the timestamp people because they think about you two different ways. You have those, riddle me this. How or why would you believe that somebody who only is around you for a couple of months fully cares about your well-being the same way that somebody that's with you throughout every, you know, they're with you very frequently, more frequently. So they know about everything with you, but they're with you right or wrong. They're with you down or up. And when you're down and they're up, they got you. And when it's vice versa, it's the same thing. It's reciprocated. You can't allow those people to meet because of that simple fact. They look at you and value you in two different ways. So the noise that they create and put out into your space and your mental and into your ears are two different noises. That lifetime person is playing jazz while that seasonal person could be playing heavy metal. I have nothing against either one of the two, but you get the difference. Jazz is more so calming and soothing and nurturing, as to heavy metal is clanging, banging, and shouting. Because this seasonal person wants to be heard in that season that they come into your life, while this lifetime person, this timestamp person, is with you. So if you need that relaxing, calming, soothing, helping, nurturing person, that's them. They're with you. That's the noise that you need at that moment. You still have to be able to understand and move what's coming to you and be able to process it in a certain way to where it doesn't knock you off of your pivot. Regardless of how things come to you, the noise that is playing in your ear, whatever you see, however it comes to you or at you to attack you or to help you, you have to process it and understand that you are on your mission. you are someone who is going somewhere that not everyone is going to understand. You are not the same as them. You aren't going through the same situation as that person has ever gone through because you're different. It may be similar, but the way that the opposition will try to attack you and the noise that they will try to put in your ear is going to be something completely different because you're a different person. You're a different monster. You're a different beast. You're different. They can't understand why. They can't understand how. And they definitely won't understand who when they see you make it. We got 10 weeks, guys. Starting today, 10 weeks to push and move and discipline ourselves under our own laws and understandings, but also to motivate and change the person from the person that we once were into that person who will not be stopped. It doesn't matter how loud the noise is. We're throwing in those noise-canceling headphones, locking in on our prizes, looking at our charts as to where we are going, what we are chasing, and how we are going to get there. We were kind of straddling the line on our journey on the interstate and staying in our own lane. But now, oh, we just stopped and got coffee, baby, because now we're focused, we're alert, we are awake, and we can't be stopped. We're in our own lane, and we're moving. It's time to go. We can't sit around and let these seasonal people stop us. We can't let anyone stop us. No noise, no person, nothing against us can stop us from getting to where we are going. We are moving now. We're back going straight on the interstate in our lane, fully locked and loaded and focused as to where we are going. We got to cancel out the noise. Nothing is going to stop us from getting to where we are going. The 10 weeks start now, and it's time to get going. Let's keep moving, guys. Let's keep getting better together, and let's cancel out the noise. Peace.